our show, my show on our station. Our station here in Richmond, Virginia, nonprofit, non-commercial community radio. And we welcome you to tell others about this station. It's an awesome thing, and it's just a gift that keeps on giving. And in this world that we're living in, independent, non-commercial, non-politically affiliated radio is just such a wonderful and valuable and important thing. So I'm grateful. So thanks for tuning in. I want to start with... There's a singer who I followed for many years, followed her career, and was able to get to meet her when I went to Singapore. Actually, I met her in Johor Bahru, which is about an hour or so away from Singapore, up the strait, across the straits into Malaysia. And she was a 60s, she started in the 60s, but actually started singing at the age of 8, I think. And her family were all big musicians. They sang in the Bangsawan theaters and did Bangsawan like opera with song back in Malaysia. And also she sang ghazal early on, which is another style of music that originates from the Pakistan and India region area. So all the blending of music at that time and over the years in Malaysia and Singapore, she was a beneficiary of a lot of talent and also a great family that supported her music. So she ended up recording some music with some early 60s bands in Singapore. I think her family moved, she was born in Singapore. She later moved to JB or something. I have to go back and check my notes. I do intend to write a biography about her at some point and share that either through my website or maybe a record release if I get permission from the family. But she ended up recording music with some early 60s bands called The Black Cats and Orkus Zindagi. And they did a mix of Malay pop and then a lot of Bollywood covers sung in Malay. And then later she went on to become the queen of Dangdut. For many, many called her that. Singaporean singer who became a big star in the Indonesian Dangdut style, which is different than the pop ye ye and Hindi influence stuff that she was doing earlier on. And all of that is to say, unfortunately, she passed away. I was able to interview her twice when I met her there, and she was just so sweet and wonderful and colorful. And I'm sad that I didn't get to meet her again, but very lucky that I got to meet her once. And so I want to play two songs by Zaleha Hamid. And this is, she's no longer with us, but her music is. And I'm a big fan of her music, and I'm just so happy to share it with you here. So this is a collection called... The collection is called Malam Sejarah, and it's on Panorama Records. And I'll play this song just randomly from a collection of her earlier hits or songs. The song called Jangan Menggarap. And this is Zaleha Hamid. hear another one from Zaliha Hamid's compilation Malam Sejarah. This is Mahamiru. Zaliha Hamid, and remembering her with those songs and sending thoughts to her family, her husband and sons, and again, great memories of meeting her. She was so vivacious and such a celebrity in her home country, and had a really long spanning career with so many different styles, and of course her fashion was always amazing. She had all kinds of amazing fashion styles over the years, and yeah, it was just great talking to her. So someday I'll hope to release more of the interview that I did with her and then share more about her. But I was honored to see that a friend sent me an article about her life that was published in Berita Harian, the magazine, I think in Singapore, Malaysia. And they mentioned me in the article as her music was so amazing that this American guy was like such a super fan of her music that, you know, that's how far reaching her talent was, that this guy in America just became so enamored by her music and traveled to meet her. And it was really, it's true. She was one of my first favorite Malay pop singers before I even went over there to start my whole research trip about all that music and share it with you guys here and everywhere, here and there and everywhere. So rest in peace, Zaliha Hamid, sending good thoughts to her friends and family. And I want to play a song, maybe it flows out of Zaliha Hamid's music a little bit because she was so influenced by Bollywood. And this is a beautiful song from a Bollywood film called Satyam Shivam Sundaram by Lakshmikant Pyarelal. 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 Lakshmikant Pyarelal. Yeah. The movie is Satyam Shivam Sundaram, and it's the title track.
Thank you.
Satyam Shivam Sundaram, or Truth, God, and Beauty, from the 1978 Hindi film, produced and directed by Raj Kapoor, and starring Shashi Kapoor and Zeenat Aman. And Zeenat Aman, also a real fashion icon back in the 70s. And let's play this is like a newer release, very new, by Dixit Seth, Kavita Krishnamurti, and Udit Narayan. This is one of those chill flip, like lo-fi flips of a song that's becoming, or has become, a real thing with Hindi music lately, the lo-fi chill flips. So let's hear the song featuring the aforementioned artist. It's Achi Lagti Ho Chill Flip. On it, Music Talk.
मुझे तुम चुपके चुपके जब ऐसे देखती हो अच्छी लगती हो कभी जुल्फों से कभी आंचल से जब खेलती हो अच्छी लगती हो तुम में है मेहरबान सारी है होलापन सादगी दिलकशी ताजगी
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kokoroko with Just Can't Wait from their album Just Can't Wait. I think that's the, yeah, seems like they're coming out with an album like single by single. I've been seeing that a lot lately in the past few years. But Kokoroko, I'm digging them, and I hope you dug it too. This Friday at Reveille, this artist is playing with members of Butcher Brown and other folks. I gotta look it up officially to tell you all the people involved. But Yaya Bey is the artist, the singer, who is being featured. And I think their show is at 7 and 9:30. You can check the Reveille, R-E-V-E-L-E-R website for more info. I think there's two shows that night, this coming Friday. And let's play some Yaya Bey here on If Music Could Talk with Wake Up.
If you want to be brave, first you gotta be afraid.
Oh, to the power and respect, power, money, theft, shuffle through the tower, moments flex, morals you neglect, watch them fall, peep the shit and play it cool like I'm a fly on the wall, watching how these fly, but I can't call it anyway, the tides will turn out any day, stack my cheddar for the spread in case these crackers wanna play. I ain't been the one since the one, but the one, now they two with it. You get it, act dumb, and I take your little ass to school with it. How fitting, you ain't tough as you say you is. You scared and I know you is. Call me Tina, I swear to biz. We ain't done till I say we is. Shit, all these labels is bullshit. All your heroes ain't bow shit. Government don't give a shit. It's a recession, they don't say it, but shit, I know it is. This shit depression, I don't say it, but shit, I know it is. Confessions of a real bitch, and make a bitch feel real sick. When situations get real thick, and all my real piss. It's never a pot to put it in. The pockets is always paper thin. It's already hell we living in. Cause we talking about some sin. Shame, shame, shame. What are you afraid of? Huh, huh. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
Put it
coming, but I wanna
Soleil with Sun Chaser from Lumen Rain, their new album. And before that, Meet Me in Brooklyn, and also Raisins, and started off with Wake Up from Do It Afraid by Yaya Bey. Yaya Bey is performing at Reveille on July 11th, that's this Friday, featuring Fonville, DJ Harrison, and Rendazzo, and other members of Butcher Brown. And of course, I'm trying to read too fast. I think I'll leave it there for the info. But again, the website Reveille Experiences for more information. And yeah, digging Yaya Bey's new album. So Arc de Soleil, pretty awesome too. And Cocoroco before that earlier. Thanks for listening. Here's a couple PSAs, and then I'm going to play a song by Kite called Dance Again, and then a new remix by Jean Schaeffer here on If Music Could Talk.
I mean, Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour. Tune in weekday mornings 8 to 9 here on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
Did you know that 200 frog species have completely disappeared in the last 30 years? I'm Dr. Carrie Krieger, founder of Save the Frogs nonprofit organization. Frogs worldwide are under severe threat from factors such as habitat destruction, global warming, pollution, and pesticides. Unless we act quickly, frog species will continue to disappear. To find out ways you can help save the frogs, please visit SaveTheFrogs.com or email info@SaveTheFrogs.com to receive a free informational packet.
That is the call of a ring-tailed lemur resonating through the wildlands of Madagascar. And that's a male koala bellowing in the eucalypt forest of Australia. These animals speak different languages, but they both have the same story to tell. Their species are in trouble, their habitats are being damaged, and they need your help. Join the San Diego Zoo Global Wildlife Conservancy at endextinction.org and fight to preserve and conserve the homes of these endangered species.
You're listening to WIR LP 97.3. Here is Kite, Dance Again. Listening to Of Musica Talk on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.